Just a beautiful song by Kupoa, Lee Hauhannes and Kellen Pike. Let's see if we can get them on the phone right now. Let's place a call to Hawaii and see how they're doing.
Hello?
Hello, Lihau.
Hello.
Oh, hi, this is Kalkini Norm from KAPULP in Watsonville, California. How are you doing?
You're doing great.
Well, you sound like you're doing good. we're having a cold, wet, I don't know, it feels like it's February over here today. How's the weather over there right now?
Nice and sunny.
Nice and sunny. Is that Kellen? Is that Kellen Pike? I don't know. Maybe her voice has been strained from all this beautiful singing. It sounded a little low there for a second. But you're having a beautiful day over there. Which island are you on right now?
We're on Oahu.
I see. Well, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, I called you about a half an hour ago just to double check to make sure everybody was where they were supposed to be, and it was raining and overcast, and I look out the window now that I'm talking to you guys, I see some blue sky. How about that? Maybe you're going to bring some nice weather with you when you come. You're going to be here in Santa Cruz on October the 28th, Wednesday evening at Bocce Cellar at 7:30 p.m. You're going to have a special concert. Dancers from Patrick Makuakane's Halau are going to be coming down to help you out. Are you excited about coming to Santa Cruz? Have you been here before?
I don't think we've been there yet. Well, yeah, we're totally excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are too. And I've already played a couple tracks from your CD right before I placed the call. You have a beautiful, beautiful CD called Pileoke Au. Could you tell us a little bit about that CD?
Well, Pileoke Au, our title track, it means the dawn of a new day. And we thought that was such a fitting title for our album because it is our first project, and it's kind of the dawning of a new day for us. And it's just a great album that we really enjoyed making, and it's full of original songs that we worked together on, and a lot of songs that our friends have written. And so, I don't know, we enjoyed it.
Yeah, quite a few original songs, by the way. You and Kellen got together, and I think there's five or six songs that the two of you wrote together, and a couple more that Kellen did the music on. And so quite an accomplishment for you guys. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I noticed on the album that there's a lot of reference to Kauai. Is that by design? I mean, are either one of you from Kauai?
I'm from Kauai. So we just had to write some songs for we spent a lot of time there for holiday and whatever. So it really inspires a lot of new songs.
Yeah, I guess the natural beauty of Kauai is just it would be a natural inspiration for a musician to write some beautiful music. That's for sure.
For sure.
Well, you're going to be coming. You're not only going to be coming to Santa Cruz, but where else are you going to be? When are you leaving? When are you going to be hitting the mainland here?
We leave on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, and this coming weekend we'll be in San Francisco, and we're going to be playing with Patrick Makuakane and his Halauna Leihului Kaveikiu at the Palace of Fine Arts.
Yeah, we just saw them yesterday, as a matter of fact. They were here with Jerry Santos. And,
Must have been awesome.
Oh, it was awesome. At one point, there must have been 40 hula dancers on the stage with Jerry Santos backing them up. It was a delight. It really was.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So, and I talked to a couple of the dancers, and they're excited about coming down to Santa Cruz. You've done a lot of work with Patrick Makuakane's Halau, haven't you?
We've been playing with their Halau for about, I think, 4 years now, and we just feel so fortunate to have been hooked in with them. They're great, great people, and we have had such a wonderful time getting to know them and playing, being able to share our music with them and the audience that they, you know, always pull in to watch their shows. So it's been great.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to, you know, to not only hearing the music, but also seeing the wonderful dancers that are going to be coming down from Patrick's Halal. You know, tell us a little bit more about this. The CD itself is just a beautiful CD. It's got 14 tracks on it. It's a very, very generous CD from the standpoint of the amount of music that it has on it. And since both of you have been so deeply involved in writing a lot of the music on the CD, what's your inspiration for most of the music or some of the music?
Well, I guess like Kellen was talking earlier, Kauai, you know, spending so much time there and that being Kellen's home island was really a big inspiration behind a lot of the music that we wrote behind the CD. But for some of the other songs, you know, Hawaiian music is a lot of stuff about people or love or that kind of stuff, and so the songs that our friends have written, a lot of them are for people.
Mm-hmm.
And the second song, Uluwehi Kalunao Ka'ala, that was the one that won the Hakumele Award this year at the Hoku.
Very, very prestigious award, isn't it?
And Kellen and our very good friend Yaokepa Badis were able to capture that award this year, and Yaokepa wrote that song. He wrote those lyrics for his wife, and it's about their wedding day and about just how beautiful she looked and how he felt and how overwhelmed with emotion he was at seeing her at the top of the aisle in the church where they got married. And Kellen, he asked Kellen to put it to music. And so, you know, a lot of our songs are like that, you know, people or specific events kind of inspire the writing of either the lyrics or the music or both or that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it seems to be really, really fortunate that you guys, not only are you, you know, a duo from the standpoint that you sing the music beautifully, and I do have to mention to the people that may not be familiar with the CD that the harmonies on this CD are just fantastic. The way the way your voices play off of each other, one person will take a lead and then all of a sudden there'll be two voices instead of one voice, and then it'll go to the other person. It's just back and forth and together. It's just a beautiful, beautiful melding of voices on this CD throughout. It really is great. The other thing that really strikes me, though, is the fact that the two of you have written so much of the music. Not only are you singing it, but you must be feeling it, too, at the same time that you're up there performing. What's it like to perform your music in front of a live audience?
We love performing. I mean, I don't know if there's anything personally I'd rather be doing. I kind of just treasure every moment of it. Is that like attention? I don't know. I love playing music.
Well,
to share my music with people, you know?
Yeah, in this case, it's sharing, not only sharing the music, but it's also sharing the lyrics and the, you know, and the feeling and the emotion that went behind writing it. And it's a total package. It's not the normal situation where you have everything coming together so much on one CD. It really is great.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lot of our original music and stuff that keeps us going and playing music, because I can see, you know, if we didn't write the music and we were playing the same standard songs that all the other groups play, I can see how it would get kind of tiring. But when we can keep making new songs and making every performance different, I think it really helps us keep going and just loving performing.
Yeah, there you go. And it's really important to help perpetuate Hawaiian music in general, to have something new and exciting and cutting edge out there. You know, it's nice to listen to the old songs, and they're familiar and they're comforting, but it's also nice to hear something just totally new, and that's the other exciting thing about this CD. Well, what are your backgrounds, musically speaking? Do you, either of you come from a musical family?
My brother was one of the founding members of the group Ale'a.
Uh-huh.
And he was a bass player in that group. And he has a new group called Waipuna. And their CD is coming out, I think, towards the end of this year. And that will be their debut CD. So my brother's pretty musical, I'd say. But my dad, he likes to, you know, like, play ukulele. He has this little, I guess they're not little, but he's a member of this Hawaiian men's social club, and one of the things that they do is they play music together. So my dad likes to sing and play ukulele. And his family is very musical as well. All of my great aunts and uncles on that side of the family kind of played music at family parties and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Kellen, I don't know.
Yeah, nobody really in my generation really picked up music. I know in past generations there have been a lot of musicians in the family, but I'm probably one of the only ones in, like, today that really picked music up. Oh, weird.
Yeah, how long have you been doing it? I mean, did you start playing guitar first and then work it into singing? And, I mean, what was your progression in the music world?
And kind of picked up guitar and bass later. But, yeah, primarily I played ukulele. Probably like all other kids, you know.
Uh-huh.
Ukulele and kept playing.
Yeah.
And songs, you know.
And the fact that both of you write in the Hawaiian language, you know, tell us a little bit about that. Are both of you studying Hawaiian language? Are you, I'm assuming that both of you are fluent.
We studied it in the past. I don't know about fluent. Hate to say that I'm fluent, but I'm definitely, like, conversational.
We both studied Hawaiian language. I started in high school, and Kellen started studying Hawaiian language when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And just about done with his master's in Hawaiian language, actually. And he's a lot better than me.
Wow. Gee whiz.
We both really kind of were taken by the language while we were still kind of in our schooling, and so we really made an effort to try to learn as much as we could up the language and just the different nuances. And, I mean, you know, when you listen to it, it's such a beautiful language, you know, but to learn all of the intricacies of it really is awesome as well.
Yeah, yeah. What are both of your influences? I mean, who do you find yourself listening to these days? I'll ask Lihau first, and then Kellen, you can give us your thoughts on that. But who do you listen to these days, Lihau?
I think some of my favorite artists are, like, I love the Lim family.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love the family. I love, like, Kelly E. Reichel.
Uh-huh.
One of my new favorites, my newfound favorites, is actually somebody from a long time ago, and it's Auntie Tina Ka'apana.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And we, of course, are very big fans of the nowadays superstars like Napalapale, you know, and Hokuzuna Meister, Holunape, all of those guys were great fans of theirs. We really enjoy them, and they are all very good friends of ours as well.
Mm-hmm. And Kellen, who do you have in your CD player in your car right now?
Right now we're listening to Lihau's brother's CD, the new CD.
Who's that?
We're listening to Lihau's brother.
Oh, Lihau's brother. Oh, I see. Okay, his the new one, or the one that they're working on, huh?
No, I mean, Lihau and I listen to a lot of the same music, but then we do you know, I also do like groups like Hapa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Musical side, I just, you know, love the guitar work and stuff.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you guys are fans of Hawaiian music for sure.
Anything new that comes out, we pick it up, you know.
But it was interesting to hear that Lihau likes some of the older stuff, though. Where do you find the older music, Lihau?
Most of the stuff has been that used to be on records and stuff. It's been re-released on CD.
Mm.
A lot of it's been remastered and re-released on CD. And you can find it in pretty much any music store here in Hawaii, or a great other sources, like online. You can find it at like mele.com and stuff.
Yeah, I don't look around for much of the re-release stuff because I have a lot of the original albums myself. I have a pretty large Hawaiian album collection. I must have about 400 or 500 of the old albums.
Me too, then, right?
Yeah, and I do transfer them to CD so I can play them here at the station.
Too.
Yeah.
We get some too as we transfer it. We do the digitization and transfer it to CD ourselves, but. in addition to Hawaiian music, you know, Kellen and I also really like all kinds of music, you know, like on our CD, you'll notice there's a few country songs, and we're big fans of country music. We also like folk music and all kind of different music we like to listen to. So
yeah.
Influenced by the broad gamut.
Yeah, your version of Bless the Broken Road that I guess Rascal Flatts is probably the most famous country group that does that song, but it's really, really beautiful. And I like your version better than any other version I've ever heard. It really is great.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll send you a check in the mail.
No, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is just come here and play some music and visit us often here in the Santa Cruz area.
we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and once again, I do want to remind our listeners that Kupoa, Lihau Hannes, and Kellen Pike will be here in Santa Cruz at Bocce Cellar. October 28th, that is a Wednesday night. The concert is at 7:30, and you can get tickets at the Aloha Island Grill, and you can also get tickets at the door, of course. And also Patrick Makuakane's dancers from Nale Hulu Ikavekui are going to be coming down to provide some beautiful hula along with the beautiful music. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I really, really look forward to seeing you in a few days. And I guess I'll say a hui ho.
Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Yep. Okay. Take care. Travel safe.
Right. You take care.
Okay. Aloha.
Aloha.
Well, that was very, very nice speaking with those guys, the members of the group Kupoa, Lihau Hannes and Kellen Pike. Let's play that song that we were talking about, their version of Bless the Broken Road.